Hey, this is Rebecca.
I'm Megan.
Together we're Lark and Poe, and you're watching Life Minute. Bleach, blah, bottle, blues, baby. Lark and Poe is a sister duo from Atlanta, Georgia. We've been making music together since we were little kids.
Yeah, we started out playing classical violin. Our mom, she always wanted to play the violin, so she put us in like classical violin lessons when we were 3 and 4.
We jumped ship from classical music in our early teens. Some buddies of ours took us to a bluegrass festival and we fell in love. And so from that point on, I guess it was like 13, 14, we started a little band with our eldest sister. And our very first gig, like official gig ever, was actually performing on Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion for the teen talent competition. And we didn't understand the gravity of the situation. We're like, sure, not understanding that like millions of people tune in to listen to that show. So we were selected to go on and we ended up winning the competition. And from that point on, we started touring like full time. We had a bunch of promoters reach out. We've been so fortunate to tour with a lot of really cool people over the years. The biggest mentor that we have had, we love Elvis Costello, and we made friends with him at a bluegrass festival when we were like little kids. We were like 17, 18 years old, and he was headlining the festival, and we were playing on a much smaller stage. And one thing that's so cool about Americana Roots Festivals is they have super jams, and so they'll get all the artists together on stage to like duel it out, you know. And so he was up singing a gospel song. So we go charging across the stage because we know the lyrics to this gospel song and started singing behind him, and we just immediately made friends. And he's pulled us under his wing over the past 10 years almost, and taken us on many tours with him. And most recently, Keith Urban.
We've been on the road with Keith Urban all this year since June. We've been solidly on tour with him.
So the newest album is called Venom and Faith, and it's coming out November 9th. We made a record late last year called Peach, and it was the first time that we had ever kicked everyone else out of the studio and self-produced and played all the instruments. And really, it was just Megan and I and an engineer in the room making the record. And it was such a liberating experience, and we loved it so much that we decided we wanted to take that process in with this most recent album.
We're really excited the rest of the year we're going to be touring in support of this album, Venom and Faith. So we're going to be doing a big headline tour across the US, and so we're going to be in the UK and all across Europe, and then we'll be coming back to the States to do a tour with Bob Seger.
We actually met Bob Seger through the miracle of the internet. Have been doing this video series called Tip of the Hat, and we cover artists that were inspirational to us over the years. We'd done a cover video of this song called Preachin' Blues, and it like for whatever reason like it went viral and got shared like millions of times on Facebook, and it ended up on Bob Seger's wife's Facebook page, and he saw it and asked us to go out on the road with him as a result. I'm gonna be a preacher so I don't have to work. Being women in a not only a male-dominated field, but in a male, very male-dominated genre, the blues is awash with amazing, you know, guitar players and male frontmen. And for us, it is really cool to be a part of the female movement into this genre, to provide a female perspective. It's been nice, and we've received a lot of support, especially from the Blues Foundation in Memphis. You know, they've been really supportive, especially since we're not playing traditional blues. We're sort of creating a hybrid of a new sound, and everyone has been so welcoming and kind and loving the fact that we're hopefully creating a conduit for young people to come and be a part of the music.